The forecast for the early Karluk run was modest, maybe only 100,000 fish harvested. But on Monday, a whopping 46,000 fish hit the river, prompting fish and game biologists to reconsider the numbers and to open the fishery early on June 1st. Alaska Department of Fish and Game salmon biologist James Jackson explains that the island-wide commercial opening is based on activity at specific rivers.
In June, around Kodiak, the majority of the commercial salmon fisheries are managed based on the local sockeye runs, and the four big sockeye runs are Karluk, Iakulik, Upper Station, and Fraser.
The biggest of those is usually the Karluk River.
And Karluk early run has come in like a bang this year. There's quite a few fish. We had a one-day count of nearly 46,000 fish yesterday, which basically puts us nearly 10 days ahead of where we'd like to be. So we're going to open on June 1st. And the last time I think we did that was 2005, so it's been a while since we've opened that early. So we'll see what happens.
But the waters get muddy as we move on into July and onto the bread-and-butter pink salmon fishery. The Alaska legislature has yet to approve a budget for the coming fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. If a budget is not approved by midnight Wednesday, the Department of Administration will send out 18,000 pink slips to state employees, warning of a possible layoff on the 1st of July. While the early sockeye season will go on, despite budget uncertainty, it is the pink salmon season that could be hurt most by those state pink slips. That's because most of Kodiak's fisheries are managed based on how many fish get up the rivers. Without people to work the weirs, there can be no accurate data on how many fish escape upstream to spawn.
That's correct. Most all the fisheries in Kodiak are managed based on local abundance. And if you don't know what the local abundance is, it's going to be really difficult to keep the fisheries open.
Kodiak's pink salmon harvest projection is in the range of 28 million fish. Jackson refers to it as an order of magnitude larger than the early sockeye season, both in terms of numbers and the importance to Kodiak. Last year, Kodiak's pink salmon was a disaster, the effects of which rippled through the fishing community and the local economy. Jackson can't say when, but Fishing Game has set a drop-dead date on which the pink salmon season will come to a screeching halt if no state budget is approved.
We're going to get to a certain date, and if it looks like we're not going to have a budget in July, then we're going to have to open up all the weirs and bring those people back because they can't be working out there for free.
James Jackson, Kodiak Commercial Salmon and Herring Area Biologist. I'm Maggie Wall.